Blog Talk Radio.
Share some thoughts about things going on in North Alabama, as well as Coach
Tony Touchdown Star Award. He'll give us some thoughts of the High School Athletic Association. Then we have our radio personality, Daryl E-Train Elliott. He'll be joining us from out of South Alabama. Then we have our two millennials. We have the young lady of the hour. That's Coach Lauren D. Smith coming out of Central Alabama. And then that's Coach Cameron Gimmer, who will be also joining. We have an awesome format for tonight. And the title I show is For the Love of Some Championship Sports. So that's in essence, we're playing football, baseball, basketball, whatever. It's just championship. We got to love. Everybody loves to be a champion. But everybody just can't be crowned the champion. But you'll be a champion of life. Before we move into Father, because you know these are some challenging times in our lives right now. And there was an Amber Alert that went out this first part of the week, and it was Father Young, the 3-year-old in Birmingham, Alabama. And it said that for me to bring this information, for Camille Cupcake McKinney, they found her body today. And 3 years old, was taken from Missouri. And I want to take a moment for this show for a moment of silence for the family, for the community, for Birmingham, and just for everywhere all over the world, because we're dealing with this. Just a moment of silence, please. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. I just want you to remember, God's not weak. He got you. He's going to take care of it. He'll take care of this as well, because whenever you touch children or the elderly, he's going to have a wrath that we just cannot understand. And we have to kind of stomp our people, because it's going on in our community. We have to. But this force is all about talking sports. So glad to be able to do it. As I said, all over the world, we're hurting 16 countries now, because I received a communication on Sunday that the 16th country was added of listeners to Blog Talk Radio Smithway Productions, and that's the Dominican Republic. They're joining us. We thank all those listeners that's in the Dominican Republic that is joining us right now, checking us out. And we're so glad to have them on here. We have several shows going on. Matter of fact, we actually have seven shows that's tied into the Smithway production. We're broadcast Monday through Friday. Every other week, it's not every week we'll be doing five shows. We'll be doing, in essence, rotate this. On Monday, we have our previous show, Talking Real to You, at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Then we have our primetime show at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's Talking Real to You, primetime. On Tuesday, not this week that this we're in, next week on Tuesday, we'll have the Dr. Lowe Show, the Real Relationship Talk Show, at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. On every Wednesday, we have Talking Sports Plus. At 7 o'clock, we have the preview show. At 8 o'clock, we have the primetime show. On this Thursday coming up, we have our Thursday show that comes every fourth Thursday of the month. That's the Minister Shannon Show, hosted by Minister Shannon, Kindred People, and co-host by Elder Kendall McKnight, focused on just plain old life issues, pretty much like our Monday show. And they share some things in the spiritual aspect, economic, educational, political, and they're going to be real talk. So just get ready for it. And then on Friday at 2:30, now that show on Thursday is 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We are on Friday, we have Balling with the Doc. I host that. We do the hottest sports topics, and we want you to join us at 2:30. It's from 2:30 to 3:30. We talk about all the topics we may not cover in our Wednesday night show, but we make sure we get those topics out to you at 2:30 on Friday. So we're excited to have the opportunity. The vision God gave me, and I said, I'm going to work with it, use all the vessels. Now, we're being broadcast by Facebook as well. So those individuals on Blog Talk Radio, we're on Facebook as well as facebook.com/DR, which is Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith, and that's the handle for Facebook. And then for those ones on Facebook for Blog Talk Radio, You have at www.blogtalkradio.com/TheSmithWayProduction or the call-in number, 347-857-4192. Call us. Press 1 if you have something to say, and I'll recognize you and let you know you can add your thoughts to the conversation. All right, I asked to see on the board. Now I have our co-host, Hale, from North Alabama. He's the coach of 6 girls middle school basketball championship, 3 boys middle school basketball championship back to back to back, and also football middle school champion, and he's on his way to that same flight, and we pray that he's successful. He's undefeated right now. Let something happen tonight, he'll share with us. None other than our king, Coach Tremaine Evans. How you doing, Coach?
How you doing, Dr. Smith? Glad to be here, Dr. Smith. Glad to be here.
I'm glad to have you, Coach. And, you know, it's always good to have you. So whenever we get our co-host in, we want to make sure we recognize them on the line. And we get started with our agenda format so you can share your thoughts on some of our major topics that we're talking about. So we're going to start off with our title for the love of championship sport. That's championship football, championship basketball, whatever it may be we want to talk about. We always want to talk about the historical black colleges and universities because we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're excited about having our thoughts focused on historical black college and university. We're going to start off with that Majestic class. The 78th Majestic Classic in Birmingham, Alabama, this Saturday at 2:30. Coach, share your thoughts on that. I'm going to give some data in regards to who we think may win. We can make our prediction in regards to the first WAC game, which is the Majestic Classic for discussion.
I'm excited, Dr. Smith. I'm hoping this rain hold off, baby. I'm hoping it hold off, Dr. Smith. I got an exciting game. Both teams coming in pretty competitive. Both are Alabama State is 3-3, Dr. Smith.
3-3.
Alabama A&M is 4-3, I think. So shoot, it's gonna be a good one, man. Whoever leaves has a good chance of taking that Eastern crown. Alabama A&M still has to play Alcorn. Alabama State still has to play Alcorn. So it's going to be a good one, Dr. Smith. Y'all haven't played Alcorn, have it, Dr. Smith?
Yeah, we lost. Alabama State lost to Alcorn 2 weeks ago. So their one loss comes to Alcorn. That leaves Alcorn 3-0 in the conference and Alabama State 2-1 in the Eastern Division.
Okay, and I don't think A&M. Has A&M lost in the Eastern Division, Dr. Smith?
I don't know whether they lost today. I know they lost to, if it's not,
we lost to Pine Bluff, Grambling.
And they beat Texas Southern. So they had
beat Texas Southern. So we ain't played nobody on the So
yes, sir. They losing your player, man. I can tell you that.
So, shoot, this could be our starter. To our Eastern Division, we can start good with a big win over Alabama State. Alabama State is one of the premier opponents in the SWAC this year. I just think people looked over them, and they came up with a big win against Grambling. And as you saw, shoot, Grambling coming back out striking on that western side. So we're going to see how that work out. But I'm very excited. Been getting trash talk all week. It's state week up here, baby. That's what we call it up here. It's state week. So we talking trash. Them Hornets talking trash. It's going to go back and forth. But like I said, Dr. Smith, I hope this rain hold off, Dr. Smith. I'm hoping this rain. I'm praying for the rain, God, to hold off on me.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm going to tell you now, it's projected to be 40%. Predicted 40%, and that'll be at supposed to come early in the morning and then come back later on that afternoon or either the evening. So the temperature is probably somewhere around 60 degrees. So if that rain do hold off, it's going to be an awesome football setting. Just to kind of follow up on the 78th Magic City Classic, there are several activities going on. You know, like I think that really started up yesterday, and they're going on the rest of the week to Saturday. Several concerts, and you have several people. You have Shaquille O'Neal being as an ambassador. He'll be there. You got 2 Chainz will be performing. You got so many things going on. This thank you, Franklin, Beverly, and Mays are going to be there at Boutwell Auditorium as well on Friday night, not mistaken. But there's a lot going on up there. The festivities, we really expect the stadium to have at the Rain Hall from 60,000 to 70,000 individuals in Legion Field. And outside, you may have another 100,000 walking around that might not even come into the game. So it's exciting. Everybody wait for this time. Can't book. If you have to book your hotel sooner, you leave there after this game if you want one next year in 2020. So it's exciting to be able to be a part of the Magic City Classic. So we look forward to having an awesome time. Coach Trey, we're going to run down some snapshots about Alabama State University as well as Alabama A&M. Alabama A&M offense is ranked third in the conference, read at a total of 3,153 yards as of the 7 games they're in play. They average 450 yards a game, and that means you got to come to play now. Alabama State is ranked 9th in the conference with total yards of 17,696, and they average 299 yards per game. So you got a big difference in the amount of yards being scored. Glass is one of the leading quarterbacks in the SWAC, throwing the ball real well. His numbers tell you right there, 2,100 yards of offense on the quarterback end, that's Glass. So he's doing real well. Also on the defensive side, because this is a matchup we have to kind of look, because if you got a third-ranked offense going against a third-ranked defense. Alabama State have the third-ranked defense. So you're going to see something. Total yards so far this season is 2,081. They have given up in 6 games. The average of giving up 363 yards totally in the game. A&M is ranked 8th, and they gave up 3,019 yards in 7 games with an average of 434 yards they've given up. So something's going to have to give there, Trey. What do you think about the numbers I just shared with you? Then we're going to make a prediction. We have to make a prediction, and when the rest of the team come in, they can make theirs as well. But what do you think about them numbers where A&M is third in the conference offensively, Alabama State third in defense in the conference? Tell me your thoughts on that.
Major difference, Dr. Smith. That determines why they beat Grambling and stuff like that, Dr. Smith. Why they beat Grambling, why they beat Jackson State. So that plays a major part to me in the situation.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And the thing about it, you know, you got teams that talent in our offense and talent on defense. Something have to give. That's a clash. And that's what people are going to see, the high scoring offense, and some people want to see that defense that stop and don't let them score. So it's going to be exciting. So we want you to put your meat in the seat up in Birmingham, Alabama, up in there. Make it do what it do. We look forward to seeing you, especially on Facebook and your ASU alumnus. Put yourself and put your body there. Go check out your Hornets. Support your A&M alumnus. Be there. Be on time. Enjoy yourself. 2:30, Birmingham, Alabama, the 78th Magic City Classic between Alabama State University and Alabama A&M University. So we look forward to an outstanding game. Also, Trey, we're going to move to another SWAC game that's going to kind of tell the tale for how the conference is going to be. The leaders of both East and West Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference, which is the SWAC. You have Southern taking on Alcorn, and Alcorn leads the East down in Lorman, Mississippi. So this somebody going to end up with a loss. And with that loss, you know, and I think the Eastern, the Magic City Classic participant love to see Alcorn get that first loss. Because that'll be good. That'll kind of That way, if A&M wins the game, they got a chance to have them at home, have the chance to play them and decide that later on. So, Trey, your thoughts on Southern and Alcorn?
Big time game. Be the class of the Titans, Dr. Smith. Alcorn usually coming with a top tier program every year, and Southern most definitely will have a top tier performance in that game. We just looking for a way in, Dr. Smith, like you said. If we see Alcorn lose one, it could open the door for us to come in, but we still got to play them. So we still determine our own fate on that eastern side of the conference. So we just got to do what we need to do, Dr. Smith.
Exactly. And the flip side of Southern and Alcorn is the fifth-ranked offense in the Southwest Athletic Conference with a total of 2,800 yards, averaging 401 yards a game. Southern is the eighth-place team, average of 367 yards a game. So that's 25-70 is their total. And on defense, Alcorn is the number one in the SWAC. And the total yards allowed is 229 yards a game. And Southern is sixth at 299 yards and 285 yards. So that's outstanding. That's outstanding. So it's going to be a clash of the Titans. It's going to be a clash of the Titans, and we'll look forward to being there. But you down there, I had earlier on the earlier show, we had Brenda Franklin, Avery said, Alcorn, go to the Braves. Go out to the reservation, check out them in Lower Mississippi. Well, this is going to be outstanding. Alcorn has won this whack for a couple years back to back. So we look forward to be outstanding. So make sure you check. Put your meat in the seat in Lower Mississippi. And everybody said, where is that? That's about 30 miles south of Shreveport. And you can go down there and check that out and have a ball. So just look forward to having an awesome time there. So look for maybe a little bit off of my mileage, but we're close to that area because it is far west in Mississippi. You can kind of go. Coach, we want to kind of move to our next topic, which is discussing FAMU beating North Carolina A&T. When we ran off the standing last week, FAMU was fourth in the conference. But FAMU has been playing real well. They played on television, and they played early in the year. They beat North Carolina A&T, who was ranked second behind Bethune-Cookman. Bethune-Cookman is still rolling. They are 5-0 in the conference. So, Coach, you had a chance to see Bethune-Cookman, but as well as possibly FAMU on television. Can you share your thoughts on Bethune-Cookman as well as possibly FAMU as well?
Well, Dr. Smith, when I saw Bethune-Cookman, I wasn't that impressed to know that they can be undefeated on their side of their in that conference in the MEAC. They were solid, but I still think Jackson State had his chances to beat them. Jackson State made a lot of mistakes, Dr. Smith, so that could have easily have been an easy win. But, you know, and I always say this, Dr. Smith, those storms come through your area, they give your team a little burst. And when that storm went through Daytona earlier this year, and them kids had to had to stay in Atlanta for at least a week and a half,
exactly,
had to go into that MEAC SWAC channel, it set them up for greatness. That usually happens to teams that go through with that weather. But I don't know what's that about, but it usually happens. But I wasn't that impressed with Bethune-Cookman. So to see them 5-0 in the MEAC conference, that's great, Dr. Smith. But
exactly.
I've set up and watched FAMU when they played against Southern, and they were very impressive. Defensively sound, and people don't know this.
fam, you has a 5-star offensive tackle on their team. So they pretty solid, man. They not a regular HBCU. They get a lot of transfers from Florida State. So that's the difference maker right there, Dr. Sprum.
Awesome, Trey. And I tell you, I had a chance to see him as well. So it's the move they're making is happening because they have the talent and they begin to put it together. So they have leapfrogged the two teams, South Carolina State and North Carolina A&T, to be in second place behind Bethune-Cookman. So you have two Florida teams in the top of the MEAC, and their standings are just 10 teams from 1 to 10. So that's how it stands so far. So we look forward to some exciting football in the MEAC. Now we're going to look at the SIAC, and that's with Tuskegee. Tuskegee had an awesome battle against Central State this past weekend. They beat Central State 21-10, and make sure I get my scores right. And if I'm not saying right, it's 21-10 over in Tuskegee. So Tuskegee now moves up to 3-1 in the conference behind Miles College, who's 4-0. Both of these are Alabama teams. I'll give a shout out for Central State because one of my former basketball players in middle school level now, he also played football as a running back for Central State University. And he had a tough day. They only had could muster 50 total yards against Tuskegee defense, was playing at a high level, so that was awesome. But it's going to be a battle between Bowles and Tuskegee coming up, so we look forward to it. Hopefully putting our meat in the seat and supporting both of those universities in the SIAC. Albany State continued to carry on the banner in what they call the eastern part of the SIAC, which is Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. And Albany State is undefeated. They are 4-0, 5-2. They're undefeated in the conference, 5-2 overall. So they look forward to continue on. They had a tough battle with Benedict. The final score for that game was 7-2 this past weekend. And I will say it again, 7-2. So it was an exciting game. You had a safety and you had one touchdown. So that was outstanding play between Benedict and Albany State. All right, we're going to move to the CIAA. That's Bowie State still retaining the top spot by beating Virginia State. Former coach of Alabama and player, one of our well-known coach and player, which is Reggie Barlow, is the coach of Virginia State. They lost this weekend. They were undefeated as well as Bowie State in second place in Northern Division. They lost 24-14, so Virginia Union leapfrog Virginia State to move in second place. Bowie State retain first place. And Fayetteville State in the Southern Division of the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, retain this spot with a 4-0 record and 6-1 overall. All right, Coach, we're going to move to our coach's corner quickly, and we're going to talk about Tua Tagovailoa injury. What impact would it be on the playoff race? What's your thoughts in regards to Tua injury if he's not able to go? How would this affect the University of Alabama? And true thoughts. And if you want to be a part of, call in number 347-857-4192. You can give us a shout out. Just press 1. We'll identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and ask you to give your name and location, comments, questions, and your expertise. Coach, what do you think about Tua injury? What effect would it have on the playoff race?
Shoot, Dr. Smith, I'm going to say this. You know, when this man hurt his ankle, I look at it like he went to an immaturity mode, to doing too much. The game versus Tennessee, it spiraled a little when he threw that interception in the red zone where he didn't even have to throw that ball. Just throw the ball out the end zone, we live to see another day. I think Tua, thank you, Jesus, man. He's trying to be perfect, man. We don't need you to be perfect. Just make a good play and be through. The next thing, Dr. Smith, these jokers, ankle injury. I don't think ankle injuries need surgery immediately. Sometimes I know I be hooping and rolling my ankle, Dr. Smith, and and I just keep going. You know what I'm saying, Dr. Smith? You roll your ankle over, and you keep moving, tie your shoe up tight. You keep moving. These jokers having surgery the next day, Dr. Smith. talking about shoestring surgery. And it's all about recovery time after surgery. Now let me go to the last part of your question. Do I think Alabama still will be a contender? Yes, I do. People don't understand this, Dr. Smith. Mac Jones was the second string quarterback. Mac Jones didn't intend to get into that Tennessee game that early. I don't care who you are. If you are a caliber athlete and they throw you in the fire like that, you're not going to be ready. It's in the fire. Now, if I know, okay, Tua might not play this game, I'm finna get this thing quick, let's roll. But that man ain't know he was finna play. He ain't know Tua was hurt. He ain't know Tua walking out the field. And like I said, Dr. Smith, this guy was able to jog off the field with no limp. And they're talking about he's going to be ready in 2 weeks to play. So why even have a surgery? Point blank. Like, take that ankle up. Let's roll, man. I know I rolled my ankle one time, Dr. Smith, and I was crawling out the field on my hands. Couldn't put no weight on my ankle. But a week later, I was able to go, but I won 100%. So I just don't think the surgery was necessary. And the last thing, Mac Jones will be ready because they're going to work his strengths. They're doing that right now as we speak. In practice, they're working his strengths. Lil Tua, Talia, they're in practice right now working his strengths. So at the end of the day, I think Alabama going to roll, man. I just think they have too many weapons. And with that downhill running game that they're doing now, where them fat boys ain't trying to block to the left and right, they're going straight at you, we're going to be fine. So at the end of the day, Alabama is still Alabama football, and they're going to be hard to beat. So this stuff they're saying with LSU, because I really don't see any difference between Mac Jones and Joe Burrow, if you ask me. I don't see any difference. Joe Burrow just plays. Mac Jones doesn't. So at the end of the day, I think Alabama will be fine.
Awesome. And I tell you, that's the opinion of our expert. He's sharing his thoughts on University of Alabama tour and the injury, how it will impact the playoff picture. And one thing about it, if you can prepare for everything, which you can never prepare for injury, but when you react to it in a proactive way, you can have a lot of success in the future because he needs to be able to function when they get to LSU. And we'll kind of see how it turns out. So it may be an impact, and it may not. We'll kind of keep our eyes on it. As Coach said, you know, he enrolled a lot of ankles. I know I have too. But I got up and crawled up, went home, put my foot in a bucket of cold ice water, and worked it out of it and came back and built the day and then practiced and went right back on that football field and played football with no problem. So we'll see how that turns out. I think we jump, get a little bit proactive and try to be ahead of the ball game. And having these individuals, you know, having this surgery, shoe strain, whatever you call it, it is something that still creates swelling and pain, but it's supposed to take out the swelling for a short period of time. So we'll keep an eye on that situation. I was talking here to pundits. If they're still talking about if it's going to change, if he's not there, but if he's there, that should be the problem. Because they play video football. They score video games. They score 100 points with no problem. And the guys throw the ball. Now, as Coach said, Tua was trying to squeeze things in where he didn't have to. There's something to have it. Coach Saban had asked him to stop doing it. He still continued to do it because he's a gunslinger. A gunslinger will do that, take chances, throw things in there, throw passes that may not really be open, but think he can throw it to a person. But that's how it goes. We're going to look at now, Frey. We're going to look at Clemson. What's going on with Clemson, Coach? And I'm going to just kind of take this and then you can fall in later on in regards to that. You know, I see Clemson being the reigning national champion and continue to fall in the polls. And our question is about why they continue to fall. First of all, they haven't been impressive this year. They beat Texas A&M. They really weren't that impressive. And then all the other wins that they have, because they have a weak conference, don't look like they do. But they look like they sleepwalking. Look like we automatically know if we're going to win this conference, we're going to be in the playoffs, then we're going to turn it up. But also, when you lose four first-round draft choices on that defensive line and a fifth one playing in the second, it means a lot when you lose those players. And people have to realize that's what's going on with Clemson. So we'll keep an eye, but I personally feel like they will make the playoffs without any problem. And they'll be there. Now, how competitive they are when they get there, we have to see. But they'll follow him because all the pollsters are looking at him, looking at them and seeing them where they're falling because of their performance. They're not scoring, they score right about 40 points a game, but they're not playing anybody. They call cupcake. This Alabama's not playing anybody. So I'm not going to take that away from them for who they're playing. The ideal is it's not anybody until you get beat. Once you get beat, then that team becomes somebody. So long as you keep your foot on that throat and grinding it out, you will beat them and you can say what you want of them. When it's time to play, it's time to play. So we look forward to seeing our standing finish for Clemson as well as being in the playoffs. And we'll see the playoff picture begin to develop in the next 2 weeks probably. By the time November 9th, you'll have an idea of who will be in a good position to go to the playoffs. So we look forward to that. All right, Trey, quickly, you got any thoughts on Clemson?
No thoughts, Dr. Smith. Exactly like you just said. They sat up there and talked about Alabama's schedule all year. And we look at Clemson's schedule. They're playing absolutely no one. So I agree with you totally. And they wonder why they're dropping because they're not playing anyone. But like you said, they will be in the playoffs. How they perform in the playoffs, I don't know, but we'll see, Dr. Spencer. I'm going to wait on Clemson.
Okay, awesome. All right, the next thing I want to do, you know, we have some advertisement. We always want to try to use two or three I have, but I'd like to try to run at a certain point of our show, and this is our opportunity to catch our breath. If you need Greek apparel, paraphernalia, whatever you want to call it, call Rita Green at the House of Greek, LLC, 2001 Barbary Street. And the number is 334-593-2738. Any kind of apparel you want, she have the Divine Nine, each and every one of them set up a place for you in her store. It's on Barbary Street. That's 2001. Go check her out. I had a chance to go by there and check her out the other day. And she has some awesome apparel or paraphernalia for whatever your Greek organization is, out of the Divine Nine. So if you're Delta, if you're AKA, Sigma, Kappa, Q, Iota, Alpha, Omega, Sigma Gamma Rho, and Theta Phi Beta Sorority, you can check out the House of Greek. The owner is Rita Green. Some people, that Green is a familiar name because she's the mother of Jermichael Green, who plays for the L.A. Clippers. So she has a Greek apparel there and paraphernalia. Check her out. That's 2001 Mulberry Street, Montgomery, Alabama. That's 334-593-2738. Say it slow because sometimes I go a little fast on it. 593-2738. Check it out. Got to make sure you go by that visit. Tell her you heard it on this show, Talking Sports Plus. All right, Trey, let's kind of look at what's going on in high school. We want you to give us a report. Matter of fact, Coach Tony Stallworth is joining us as well. But I want to give him that introduction, everybody. This is another one of our co-hosts. I want him to give him a shout-out, his shout-out, and let everybody know he's here. This is Touchdown Tony. That's Coach Tony Stallworth.
My brothers, my co-hosts.
Y'all give a shout out, Coach.
I heard somebody buffling. Must be Magic City Classic time. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that's what it is, well, brother. Magic City.
That's
exactly
what they are. But anyway, here we are. We have to recognize what's going on with our future. And to say one thing is to our listeners is that high school football at this level is vitally important to us for two reasons. It's where our future have an opportunity to go further and to give us an opportunity to say, you know what, I might go to that game. Because it might mean something. Anyway, in 7A, you've got two teams that's battling in 7A, And, of course, Trey, you know that. That'd be Thompson and McGill Tulin. However, Jane Clemens is in the hunt at 6-2. Sparkman is alive at 9-1 at 7-1.
Hey, Tony Starwood, let me get a 30 right there. Can
get
you tell me the scores? Can you tell me the score between James Clement and Sparkman last week? Do you know the score of that game, touchdown, Tony?
I don't have it with me.
But I can tell you
there were
7 touchdowns scored by James Clement. The final score was 49-3, and they played the Sparkman Senators last week. They the real deal.
And that was Sparkman's first loss, which made them 7-1. You're exactly correct.
Yes, sir. But go ahead, touchdown. Sorry for the interruption.
No, hold. See, I'm a little bit better with you than you are with me. Sometimes you be just throwing bricks and ballers at me. I just say, come on, let me out, my brother. Love you, my brother. 6-8. Sarah Land and Muscle Shores right there together at 8-0 and 9-0. However, I'm looking at Blunt at number 5 is still alive. And, of course, our own local Opelika at 7-1. 5-8. Jasper way up top with Bibb County. Both of them 8-0, top of their division. But I looked down and I saw something. I said, you know what? Central Clay County at 6-2 could be a surprise. They've been there before. In fact, remember, they had a very bad situation happening to them. I won't bring that one up. You know, at 10-0 and couldn't go at all. USM Wright, former state champion for the last 3 years at 8-0 in Class 4A, standing alive, standing alone. But here's what I'm looking at. It's a lot of private schools right there now that's making a big turn. And Lowe, I mean, you talked about this a couple times before. At number 3 is Montgomery Academy, 9-0.
Yeah.
We might want to see where them 9 wins came from. But anyway, we'll know anyway in a couple of weeks, won't we? Andalusia's down at 8, and Andalusia comes out the same class, the regional with USM Wright. 3A, Piedmont. That's Coach Smith up there in the mountains. And, bro, you remember the Blondie that's up there? That's where me and you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
right on,
Pike County. Let me bring this up. Pike County. Let's look at Pike County, known for football. And we haven't been talking about this. They at number 3 at 8-0 and leading their regional down there. And I'm looking to see. But here's another surprise. Before I left association, Pike Road came in as an associate member.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, somebody have done their homework, and right now they're at number 6 at 9-0. But here's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I would love to see them play some of our inner city schools next couple of years that will make it good.
Yeah.
And for my friend over at St. James, Nigel Carr, at the bottom, but good at the bottom, 7-1. 2A, fight, defending state champion. Remember them. And Laverne had a good battle on last year. However, Laverne had a snatch last week with the crosstown rival and regional rival, Holly Holmes. They dropped the 8. But I heard, I'm going deep down in the country, I heard that Real Town might be have back in the hunt and have something to say. I can tell you one thing. They represent at 9-0. Something good going on there. And I'm tell you, 1A, woo, Mars Hill Bible. I hope all of them got the scriptures together. 8-0 at number 1. Sweetwater, known low back in the day when me and you were tied up in there. At number 2, Sweetwater made their move at the end. They 7-0. And Pickens County is one of those schools that fluctuate a lot between 1A and 2A. And, of course, Brantley. I don't like to say that's a lot. But Maplesville. Ain't the Maplefields our own because the coach of Maplefield, you know, of course, went down to, I think, W.S. Neal. But Maplefield stands at 6-2. However, it is countdown in high school football. Every game means a lot. Anything you hadn't done to this point, you got to say, it is what it is. That's it.
Oh.
High school 7-1 or 1-7 in high school football. Thank you, my brother, for giving me an opportunity to bring that to our listeners.
Thank you, Coach, so much. And, you know, that's part of Alabama High School Athletic Association standings, regional standings. We're going to applaud Coach Starworth for bringing that to us. He's a high school resident expert. And we'll, and Coach Elvers, you got some middle school things you want to share with us as well.
Big time, baby. Big time. The Chapman Indians will be playing in the championship game versus the Huntsville Panthers. We'll be playing that game next Tuesday at 6:30. So hopefully that Wednesday I have some good news for you. Win or lose, baby, I'm coming to talk. I'm coming to talk on the show.
Don't disappear now. Don't do the talk.
I got to cover touchdown. It's supposed to be a premier matchup. These guys supposed to be our kryptonite. They supposed to have the answer. We got a top tier athlete, Carly Long, 6 foot, 165 pound running back, and they say they got the answer for him. So we'll see what answer they got for him. So anticipating this matchup, there nothing appealing about Huntsville. Just a well disciplined team, man. I don't see any top tier athletes, but they run the ball well with the athletes they have. So hopefully we come out to play and go on handle business, Dr. Smith. Touchdown, Tony.
What's your record, Coach?
Both teams are 7-0 playing in the championship. Both teams are 7-0.
All right. You know, if you're in that area,
let me say this.
Yeah,
people don't know how important it is to recognize middle school program. If you don't have no future, you don't have no programs. And I applaud anybody that put emphasis in it and put time in it and get some type of productivity out of it, because those are our futures. We won't be talking in the next 5 years if we don't have good quality programs at that level, going into high school level, and, of course, as this program brings to everybody, the next level. So, hey, my brother Trey, that goes off to you. Keep us up on that. That's all right, my brother. That's all
right. Yes, sir.
But look here.
Don't duck your head next week.
We'll start
talking about Madison
Class
now. Keep your head up, okay?
Hey, I'm there. Win or lose, Madison City, baby. I'm coming on Wednesday.
All right, awesome.
Hey, Craig, don't have no problem. Shout. Hey, give a shout out for who you getting a shout out for the Magic City Class, Coach Trey? What school you getting a shout out for?
Them dogs, baby. Let's go boo a dog, baby. We here. A-A-M-U.
Give a shout out, Coach.
Hey, that's what I like about my friend, brother. When he picked this panel and co-host, he kept a balance on him. Everybody for somebody.
Everybody for somebody. There you go. That's awesome. I'm going to tell you that. But, you know, when we get that information from each of you, can be a part of it as well. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll get you in and let you share your thoughts. I'm noticing some people kind of putting some things on Facebook saying about, you know, their team as well. Now, if your team is one of the teams in the Magic City Class, I want you to put it up there. Let me know. I see several, because some people have been talking a lot smack on Facebook. And I've seen them put some things on Facebook, so I'm looking forward for them to give me a shout out for their team. Their team with Alabama State. If your team is Alabama State, put Alabama State up there. If your team is Alabama A&M, type it in there. Put the comment. A&M gonna win. Alabama State gonna win. Who gonna win? Let me know while we have the next 11 minutes to talk through the rest of our show. All right, Coach. Before we kind of conclude this thing, we get to that point. We had an excellent and an awesome recap of the High School Athletic Association, but it was two things I particularly want to talk about. Coach Starworth, I want us to kind of touch bases on the enrollment rule for high school athletics in the state of Alabama, And then I will share the one in Florida. We're going to do Georgia, Mississippi, because we're all over the country, and we want to make sure we do that. Can you share with us the enrollment rule as well?
The enrollment rule is, first of all, let me just say this. The Alabama High School Athletic Association and the State Department of Education work very closely in collaboration, simply because of the fact it's called a student-athlete. You are not an athlete unless you fulfill your student requirements. So what the Alabama High School Foundation has done traditionally and back in the days is made sure that you recognize that even though athletics is an extracurricular activity, it is definitely only given as an opportunity once a student fulfills his or her requirements. So therefore, what you do is you go over and find out what are all the requirements that's substantiated when it comes to a student being a student first. That's why they call it student first. And some sources they call it student first. But to get to be more specific, the 20-day rule is put in place to make sure that a student is eligible according to enrollment to have an opportunity to be a part of those extracurricular activities or be a part of being a student athlete. Now, here's a hidden agenda, listeners, that a lot of people don't know about. If a student transfers and go to another school and stay there over 2 days, and try to transfer out and go to another school, he or she could be, and most often will be, ruled ineligible. Because that 2 day and third day is an establishment that you made there. And with that being said, the 2 days give you an opportunity to go over there and find out this is where you want to be. You go to class and maintain and set up status over there, you're going to be ineligible for a 1 year. The transfer rule, and as I looked at it, as opposed to Florida and the other states, is one of the best transfer rules there is. Especially, and I didn't see that on the agenda, Dr. Smith, but I'm going to add this, talked about this today, when they added to the transfer rule, if a student is in a situation where his or her parents are not married, but both of those parents are his biological parents, and if a child decides in between that he wants to go to one of the other parents and attend school there, as long as he is an eligible student athlete and it is a legitimate, legal, proven fact that that parent is his or her parent, the child can transfer. Because what it does is it gives him leeway, because a lot of times that's an extenuating circumstances where staying with parent A doesn't give the child an opportunity to get his or her academics or be eligible. So I love the fact, and I'm tooting my horn that the Alabama High School Athletic Association can have what you call flexibility because of circumstances, and every child cannot be considered equal in their living environment as a child in a high-status living environment. So therefore, it gives a little bit of flexibility when it comes to the transfer rule.
Awesome. And that's what it's all about. We have to understand that. We want to share that information with you. It's a little different in Florida. Some of their biggest focus not so much dealing with enrollment. They have some things that occur. If you just be, you can play in post star work. In fact, this is what we had this conversation today. You play at one team, one school for football, and you decide you want to transfer to basketball, you can transfer over there at basketball or to baseball and still be eligible to play. Their rules are nothing close to what the state of Alabama has. It's been adopted. They're doing some things down there where they're making sure that a student that transfer off for the purpose of enrolling, he enrolled, that's a transfer for some people. And they make sure that you can't just do that without, especially when you go with your coach. So a lot of the things goes on.
With
the coach that's coaching
the middle. Let me put some emphasis on that. Let's just say, Trey, you are out there and you are coaching a AAU team. If you're coaching an AAU team and that kid is at another school and you're also a coach at another member school and that kid decides to transfer to you, it's going to be a situation where it's going to be investigated because you may have influenced that kid and say, let's come over here with me. Now, if you don't have any means of showing where you have, other than being a good person of character and a good coach, said anything to that kid and could not prove it, the kid can be eligible. But it's so tedious because kids ought to be able to go and parents ought to be able to put their kids in the best educational setting because you only have one chance to do it. But when you start doing it for the purpose of athletics, that's what I like about Alabama High School Athletic Association. They give you flexibility, but they will also give you no flexibility if you violate it and try to do it for sole reason of athletics. And that says a lot for the association because they are all athletics, and we all want the best athletes somewhere because that makes the program. That's right.
Awesome. And that's what we got to understand. Understand the rules. It's different in each state. Sometimes it works for the best. Sometimes it don't. But we're just using Alabama and Florida in comparison. And it's different in there because sometimes it's not admissible to transfer in the state of Florida. And sometimes it is, especially if it's for a coach. If you play AAU or play what they call Pony League or any kind of football, because they don't have tackle football in junior high school or middle school. They don't have. They got flag football. So those students can go play in the Pop Warner League and play, but they can stay with that coach because that coach may move over to the high school because he's being recruited to come work for us. So that kind of thing, we don't have that in the state of Alabama, but we're not taking away. But PED is one of the biggest things in the state of Florida that they are trying to get control with that enhancement. Players are taking these drugs to get stronger, bigger, and faster, and they have attacked that as well in the state of Florida. We do have drug tests in some system by the system, both in the state of Alabama, to check and see if you're not doing steroids to make yourself bigger and stronger. So that's a lot going on. We just wanted to share that with you, and we want to kind of move forward to kind of close the show, but we have one advertiser we want to give a shout-out. We're going to give a shout-out to Bren's Wing, too. Located at 3133 Bale Road. DJ Big Ops will be playing on Tuesday and Friday night from 7 o'clock until. Check him out. Bren's Wing has the best wings in the city of Montgomery. That's 3133 Bale Road, Montgomery, Alabama. The party starts at 7 o'clock and is until. So go by Bren's Wing on Friday night. Have a ball. I let Big Ops, our frat brother, Marcon Hagan of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, give him a shout out and just said we're here to party. Be there, get there early because limited seating and limited parking. Check it out. That's Bren's Wing 2, located at 3133 Bale Road, Montgomery, Alabama. And you will hear Big Ox on the ones and twos. So check them out on Friday night from 7 until. All right, coach, it's time to wrap this up right now, but we got to get a prediction. Matter of fact, they have a call on the line. I'm going to see if they still let us. The caller with the number 1066. Are you ready to make a prediction? Caller, are you ready to make a prediction about the Alabama State and the Alabama A&M game? The 7-8
class.
Okay.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hey, this is Coach Edwards' mother. Stalwart, this is his mother.
Uh-oh, I ran into a roadblock tonight.
Hey, I just had a question for Coach Edwards. I was wondering which side he was going to sit on for the Magic City Classic, A&M side or Alabama side?
No, he's going to sit on the 50-yard line and wave his head to the left or the right. And you know what's going to happen? The old Bama State spirit is going to get him through.
it's all good. We love it. We love it this time of the year.
We love it. love it either way.
Hey, look at this, though. I've never sat on Alabama A&M side. I have never sat on Alabama A&M side. Ever
that's right,
son. In my
that's
life.
Right.
So, hey, that don't mean that I'm not cheering for Alabama A&M, though. Hey, I'm going to find me an enemy every time. Every time.
Okay. Sound like he's camouflaging to me.
Yeah.
Nah. Hey.
Hey, Trey, we ain't going to tell nobody, Trey. We ain't going to tell nobody.
Hey, I'm here, man. They gonna know who I'm cheering for.
Awesome. All right. Since I have y'all on the line and Coach Edwards' mother, what's your prediction for the game on Saturday?
Hey, win, lose, or draw, it don't matter. My money went to A&M. Hey, my heart is at ASU. So whoever win, I'm on it. I'm for it. It don't matter with me.
Coach Edwards. What is your prediction, Coach Elbert? Like I have to ask. What about that?
Okay.
Go ahead,
I'm gonna go with a I'm gonna go with a high scoring game.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 31-21,
okay.
Alabama A&M.
He asked you about no score. He asked who's gonna win.
Hey, A&M, baby.
Don't talk to him hard.
We need to coach Sauer. What's your prediction?
My prediction is I hope it don't rain.
Hey, I hope that
I'm like Mama Trey. It's gonna be good either way. Just don't rain.
Yes.
Just don't rain. Awesome. Well, I'm gonna end the thing right. I'm going with the Mighty Hornets of Alabama State University. 24-17. Go Hornets. Make it do what it need to do. Now that's what we're talking about.
I like that. You're the only one next week we have to talk to about what didn't happen or did, is that right? Unless it rains.
Hey, we're at the end of the show. We're gonna give a shout out to all these individuals joining us on Facebook. Thank you so much. I'm gonna give a call, give your name, and you know, you can type a message you want to. We have Makita Nor Thomas, Deanna Lindsay Kirk, Neva Pope Wright, Tawana Warren Cochi, Carmen Sharman. Okay, we have Ella St. James, Shonda Williams, Tori Johnson. Thank you, Tori. Carol Davis, and my sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Dr. Tamar K. Butler Lightly, which is Stalworth knows her mother-in-law, which is Katrina Roper Smith. We have Gwendolyn McCray, my cousin Coretta Barlow, Deborah Yvonne Holmes. Thank you, Deborah. That's our friend. Thanks for an awesome activity on Saturday night. Your group and your family is awesome. Angela Canny Joy Ross. This is Kalina Fields. Dr. Scott Holm, a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, also recognized as part of honor as the 50 and honor club at Alabama State University. Give Scott a shout out and also celebrate with him. Maria Encarnacho. We have Xander Gray, Jennifer Edwards, the mother of Coach Edwards. She just talked with us. But Yvette Payne, we know who Yvette is. That's my niece. Denise Stephanie, Christina Sunshine Jackson, Brenda Franklin Avery. She called out early, Alcorn. Kanita McMullen Lauren, Jen, Sam, thank you, Jen, Arlena, Townsend, Mars, Karan, Mrs. White, thank you, Karan, thank you so much, Alex, Lemon, William, and I know Karan is supporting Alabama State University, Alicia Lemon White, Williams, Yvonne Pryor Anderson, Tamika R. McGill, my sister of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. Thank you so much, Tamika. We have Janelle Stover, Monique Sunshine Boy. Thank you, Monique. My frat brother, Brian Steele of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. Jennifer Arrington. Thank you, Jennifer, so much. Former poet there. And Grace Davis, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you, Grace, for joining us. We have Odessa's Blessing. That's our brother, Kevin Dunning of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And Christy Young. Each of those individuals joining on Facebook. It's awesome to have you. And you got an opportunity team to close it out the best way you can. Coach Edwards, you can share your thoughts.
Yeah, Dr. Smith, big time week this weekend and big time week at the beginning of the next week, man. Shoot, go Bulldogs, go Indians. Y'all fight on. Like I said, like Starwood, Coach Starwood just said, please rain, hold off. Let us watch a little bit. Y'all have a great night.
Yeah, because I don't want no excuse when you get that ass, man.
We won't make excuses. But I'm gonna say this, Dr. Smith. If it rains, it's for the worst of us because we're a passing team. That 400 and that 440 a game go out the window right there, Dr. Smith.
Okay. Awesome. That's what we're talking about. All right, Coach Starward, share your thoughts and close this out on your end.
Hey, it is what it is. The closing of football. This is what it's all about. We talk at each other. But you know what? That's why sports is so important. You can use it as a tool to have or to foster relationships. Nobody actually falls out. Hey, it is what it is. We want all kids at all universities to get the best out of their opportunities while they're there because, hey, you only live at one time. But I have to say this. Have a nice day. You take the day. Don't let the day take you. And go hard. Sting them beans. I'm out.
Awesome. Also, one other individual I may have put over her name, that's Carol Davis. She also joined. Thank you, Carol. We have an event I'm going to share with you next week on our show on Monday, Tuesday. We plan on having, but we will not, might be a punk, but we might not have the show. Also, tomorrow we have our the Minister Shannon Show, talking some hot topics tomorrow at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. That's Minister Shannon, Kendrick's People, at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, co-host with Elder Kendall McMillan. So we'll be bringing an awesome point of view about life issues. We had an awesome time tonight. My hashtag is keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Last but not least, as we move forward for this storm, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome night.
We had a good time.